So let's go together before the Lord, asking God to continue to watch over us and our families and those we love and care for. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord, we come to you, giving you thanks, God, for another day. Even in the midst of our storms, in the midst of this sickness and death that's upon us, you're still God. Lord Jesus, you're still our Savior. And we can still turn back to you and put our faith in you and put our trust in you. You said you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. So the problem, Lord, that we're experiencing is not because you have turned your back on us. But so many of us have turned our back on you. But in the midst of the storm, God still has his hand extended. Christ is still reaching out to save. And you and I can latch on to God stronger. We can get closer. We can grow in our faith. We can become the thing that God created us to be. Even in the midst of this situation, even in the midst of this pandemic, God is still able. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's talk about it's time to grow as we are led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. So we've been talking about establishing our faith for a while now. But now it's time for us to move forward. It's time for us to grow our faith so we can develop greater faith in God. Our faith cannot get stuck. It cannot transgress backwards or die because of conditions of this world. Like all things in life, we must stand. We must endure so we prosper in God. We can't allow Satan with his desires and temptations to overtake our faith. We must continue to work on our salvation so our faith continues to grow in God. See, no matter our situation or our circumstances, we cannot allow anything or anyone to stop us from walking in the freedom that the blood of Christ Jesus has given us. We must continue to overcome, continue to learn of God, continue to grow our faith in God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus. If we ever grown anything, then we know what it takes to grow something of value. It takes time, and time to grow something that means something that can last. It requires much sacrifice and suffering to get it to grow and stand on its own strength. Same is true with God. He works to get us to grow, to stand so we can be strengthened by his power, his love, and the knowledge found in his Son, Christ Jesus. If we grow in God through Christ, then we become what God desires for us to be. A child of God should never look to the knowledge of mankind for its meaning to grow, but always to God. See, Christ Jesus is the source of God's truth. He's the spiritual food you and I need to grow. See, since God is the source of all things, only by his power can anything grow. God created everything. He created the earth. He created mankind. He planted the Garden of Eden. He planted trees. He planted the flowers. He planted the grass. God makes all things grow through Christ Jesus. And we must understand, God is the one who determines how and when things will grow. It's not up to us how we would grow or that which God has given us will grow. We can look to the life of Jonah, who was called by God, and the Lord gave Jonah an assignment. The problem with most believers when we are called by God and given an assignment, we do not think about the growth process God is going to take us through. We immediately think the assignment will produce great wealth, great opportunity, and great honor for us. But this is not what it says in God's word. See, in the case of Jonah, Job, Daniel, Peter, Paul, and others, growth did not come so easily. Jonah missed the fact that God had a plan to grow the city of Nineveh. A plan to grow Jonah. And Jonah struggled like most of us because we developed the wrong expectation regarding what God is planning to do. And many times we spend most of our time trying to chase things we believe God wants, when God is trying to prepare and grow us, we end up fighting or at odds with God. Jonah became angry because he thought he knew what should happen to the city of Nineveh. And we do the same things. We perceive what actions we believe God should take. But when things don't go our way or as we plan it, we get angry. We do not, and then we don't continue to grow in the Lord, and some of us just fall away. God does not give up on us, nor did he give up on Jonah. God continued to teach. He took Jonah through a growing process, teaching Jonah about being concerned about others more than he concerned about himself. Go with me to Jonah chapter 4, verses 10 to 11. Nothing can grow without God. We must overcome our plans and then growing the expectations of what God has for us. Jonah chapter 4, verses 10, 11 says, "But the Lord said, 'You've been concerned about this vine, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. But Nineveh has been there for 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left. And many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city?'" See, in the last days, God chose to allow the seeds and the bad weeds to grow together. His plan is to not remove the bad weeds because it may uproot some of the good seeds as well. Both are being prepared for the harvest at the time the weeds will be removed and burned up, and the good seeds will be placed in the barn. God grows all things. God the Father through Christ is trying to get us to grow. Do we see the areas where we are fighting against God? We must surrender so we learn what and why God is taking us through this so we can grow. It's not our plan. It's about God's plan. It's not about what we want. It's about what God wants to grow in us. We can learn a lesson from the lilies that grow. God's word says they do not labor or spin, yet they are splendor of God. And if God clothes grass knowing that it will be gone tomorrow, how much more will God clothe and grow you? If God is truly growing us, we cannot worry about what we will eat or drink or wear or where we'll live, because these things are what pagans chase after and worry about, to show that they're growing to others. See, God has a plan to grow us. He knows exactly what each one of us needs. We must have faith to grow. We must see God's kingdom to grow. The Lord will supply all our needs that we need to grow if we just believe. If we just have faith. See, becoming a humble person is one of the secrets to spiritual growth. We can look at some of the most powerful followers of Christ to gain understanding here. Whether God's word and power came through Apollos or Paul did not matter. Even if Paul planted the seed and Apollos watered it, it was God who made it grow. Neither the one who planted nor the one who watered is anything. Only God matters. Only he makes things grow that can last. The one who planted and the one who watered must have the same purpose, the same understanding about growth in Christ Jesus. And so it must be with us as we grow in God through Christ. We need to grow together, not apart, not separate. We got to have the same purpose, and that is to come into the knowledge of God. See, if we become self-centered or make our assignment about us, then we will stop growing in Christ and fall away. We're God's fellow workers. with God's field, God's building, which he makes grow. Our purpose is to remain in Christ Jesus, who brings about God's plan and will to grow all things of God. See, God makes us grow by giving us spiritual wisdom and insight to grow us in his knowledge and understanding. And as we grow, our hearts are enlightened so we can discern the things of God. We grow in confidence and hope because we remain faithful in our calling to Christ Jesus. God grows us so we can come into his complete will. And we must grow in a way that demonstrates that we're living our lives to honor and please God. And as we grow, we produce good fruit, fruit that bears the mark of Christ. And as we continue to grow, we come to know the Father and Christ Jesus better and better. Every step of the way, the more we gain understanding, the more we know God, the more we come closer to God. We're not growing the Lord if we delight in false humility or worship God in a way that disqualifies. We will not grow if we allow others to mislead us with their unspiritual, puffed up minds. So if we do not continue to grow, we will lose our connection with Christ and will cause us to stumble and fall. We grow in God's love through faith in Christ Jesus. We'll be blessed so we can help others in their spiritual growth. And God makes our love grow so we can create, and it creates overflow in us. And as we grow, our hearts become strong. Our walk become blameless. Our connection with Christ Jesus become unbreakable. See, if we're not careful about along our journey of learning how to grow properly in God through Christ, we can go weary and lose heart. We need to do everything we can to remain thirsty for the Lord. Our mind, our body, and spirit must continue to long for God day and night. There cannot be a day or there cannot be a moment where we're not thinking about God. Even at on your job, even when you're out walking and you're enjoying life, you still got to be thinking about God. You still got to be trying to grow in God. Nothing separates you from Christ Jesus. When we experience dry and weary times in our life, we need to remember how the Lord has demonstrated himself to us, how we beheld his power, his glory, and his strength to bring us through. We cannot spend our time blaming others, trying to determine whose fault it is. When we experience hard times, we can never forget that God's love is better than life. Can I grow weary? We must be full of praise, not blaming God, not blaming others, but being able to grow spiritually in good times and bad times. See, during our lives, our souls may grow weary and heavy with sorrow, but we must stay before the Lord, requesting his strength according to his word. We need the Lord to help us when our spirit is downcast, when we have been deceived, or when things become unclear to us. We need the Lord to be gracious to us in our time of need so we continue to grow in him. We're human, though. There will be times when we become weak and we become tired. The Lord gives power to the weak and he strengthens the powerless. And if we trust in God, we will find strength in him. God will make us soar on wings like eagles. We run and not grow weary. We're walking, not faint. As we grow in God, God is strengthening us every day. God's word says many will grow weary and groan because of what is coming. Every heart will melt, every hand will go limp, every spirit will become faint, every knee will become weak. God's word teaches us that when we grow tired and weary, we must turn to Jesus. He offers us rest and relief so we can learn of him. We must grow in Christ so our yoke is easy and our burdens are light because we're in Christ Jesus. In the time of this situation, when things and sickness is rampant, wow, you and I need to be turning, growing in Christ Jesus so the yoke is easy and the burden is light in our life in the middle of this pandemic. Go with me to Matthew chapter 11, verses 28-30. Let's keep our head up now. Life is hard. Our bodies will go weary. We can lean on Jesus to grow in God. right now, in this situation, where you are, in the time that you're in, and what's going on in your life, whatever is not right in your life, you can lean on Jesus. He will help you grow in God. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30 says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I'm gentle and humble in heart. You'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light." We need to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. He himself endured the cross, shame, and sat down at the right hand of the Father, ensuring there is a path for us to grow to God. Therefore, we must consider what he endured for us, so we do not grow weary and lose heart, but grow through the power of God that's in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So can we be out here looking for another way to grow in the kingdom of God? You can't be out here trying to find knowledge about God in this world to grow. We must look to the true source. We must look to Jesus so we can able to grow into the kingdom of God. One that does not require for us to grow and be transformed is not the type of teaching you and I need. We'll never grow if we latch on to the wrong kind of teaching about God. Only through God's word, Son, and Spirit can we grow and please God. There is no other way. To grow, we cannot go beyond what was written. Neither can we go beyond the limits that God has set. Our faith must grow and expand so the Lord is pleased with us as we grow through God's word, Son, and Spirit. And that is the only way you and I grow in God. There is no other way. There is no book, no school, nothing that's not sourced from God can grow us in God. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 15-18. We must grow our faith properly in Christ Jesus, so we're not ashamed, nor will we turn away when Christ meets us at that door. You and I got to be properly trained, so we grow properly in Christ Jesus through God's word, His Son, and His Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 15 to 18 says, "Neither do we go beyond our limits by boasting of work done by others. Our hope is that, as your faith continues to grow, our area of activity among you will greatly expand, so that we can preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. But we do not want to boast about work already done in another man's territory. But let him boast in the Lord. For it is not the one who commands himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commands." It's time. It's time to grow in the Lord. We must grow. We must reach maturity so we can have confidence that we'll make it in. So we can teach others about the joy of the Lord. We must grow in the Lord so we can encourage others. We must grow in the Lord so we can be encouraged by God's love and peace in our life. We must grow in Christ Jesus so we're no longer infants who are tossed back and forth, blown here and there by all kind of teaching in this world. We must grow in Christ so we always speak truth, grow in him who is the head of our lives. It's time to grow so we can join our brothers and sisters who are growing in Christ and building ourselves up as a body of Christ Jesus. See, God is the only one who makes anything grow. He calls us to grow in his Son, Christ Jesus. In Christ's seed is planted in us. You have to see that when you first and I first come to Christ, it's all about the seeds. And then the watering of our spirit starts to grow in Christ Jesus and grow in God. Our spirit then starts to get transformed from the seeds that God has given us, and we start growing, and because Christ is the branch, and see, Christ through Christ, we grow into these beautiful leaves. See, we went from being a seed to these beautiful leaves that's springing from the branch of Christ Jesus. And then you and I continue to grow, and God continues to grow in us. And then see these branches, and we're growing these leaves. These leaves then start producing what God says, maturity, and we start bearing fruit. Fruit of all kinds, man. We'll be blessed, and so much will come from us, man. God's word, Son, and Spirit is growing out of us, and we're just growing, and fruit is just popping from us. People are partaking of us and taking of the fruit that God has got coming out of us. It's good fruit coming from us because we've been mature. We've been raised from seeds into the great leaves, and we're still latched on to the branch of Christ Jesus. What coming out of us is this beautiful fruit that we produce from God that others take hold of, and then they become seeds themselves, and then they grow up in Christ Jesus. They grow up in the Father, and they too then start producing fruit-bearing seeds that grows and is able to go out and plant and then cause a harvest to grow. Cause goodness in others to grow. This is the process of growing from seeds to the leaves that's attached to the branch of Christ Jesus, to leaves that then branches out and bears fruit. You and I must grow. We can't be stuck here as a seed talking about we're fruit when we're still a seed. We can't be a leaf that's still trying to figure out how to live properly in Christ Jesus when they're talking about we're bearing fruit, but we're still a leaf. And we're not ready to bear fruit because we haven't learned of Christ. Christ is not in our hearts. He's not growing in us. And therefore, we're still a leaf, or we're still a seed. We're stuck. But if we latch on to the branch, that branch will make us grow till we just start just sprouting fruitful buds all over the place. Fruit will be coming from us, man. It'll be so beautiful. But you and I got to be mindful of this. We got to be mindful of how we need to grow and what needs to come out of us and what needs to produce in us and where we mature in Christ at. Because if we get stuck on religion, if we get stuck on theology, if you get stuck on the teaching of this world, even though you was once a seed and became a leaf, and you don't stay connected to Christ Jesus, which feeds you about the things of God, which grows you in the thing of God, and you start growing in some other manner, let me tell you, you're going to end up like the Word of God says. You got to be a dry weed that bears no fruit. Though it has some knowledge of God, nothing good comes from it because it got disconnected from the branch. It thought it could grow itself. So you and I must understand, this is not where you and I are trying to end up at. We can't be this dry weed where when harvest time comes, we get plucked out as weeds and thrown into the fire. We can't be this. We got to stay in the process. Even if you're a seed, you got to stay, be a good seed. Even if you're a leaf that's all connected to the breath of Christ Jesus, you got to continue to grow as a leaf until God then makes you start budding out fruit that produces things that are pleasing to Him. We become leaves that bears good fruit. We grow by following Jesus, by keeping our roots in Him, by having our lives built up in Him. And as we grow, we become strong in God's truth, or obedient to Christ's teaching, and comforted by the Spirit. See, we follow Jesus. And we continue. When trouble comes our way, our growth in God and Christ will sustain us, and we experience God's joy and peace in the midst of our troubles, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of a pandemic. As our faith grows, we'll be tested. And as we endure, we'll grow even more in Christ Jesus, even more, just a little bit more from the things we learn how to overcome in Christ. We're able to grow even stronger. Growing by learning, growing by applying, growing by practicing, growing by enduring, growing by suffering, growing by overcoming. We've been made perfect and complete in every way. All we need is stay connected to Jesus, and everything God wants us to be, we will be. We will become the thing God created us to be. Glory to God. He wants us to grow in his love and in kindness, in his word and his son. So our spirits are instructed. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus says, follow me. I teach you how to take on my yoke and grow in me. Everything that the Father has, he's taught me. And I'm here to share with you. But you got to grow with me. You got to stay connected to me. You can't start sprouting out on your own, trying to do your own thing because you've seen some success in your life. Because God allowed you to grow from a two-man church or a two-person church to a church of 5,000 people. You can't get cocky in yourself and understanding that you didn't make this grow. It wasn't your strategy. It wasn't your brilliance. But it was God with you. And now you then decide to separate and start preaching something that another gospel is not Christ Jesus. You will be a dry weed. But let us continue in the things of God. He invites us to come in. And we must have a desire and a willingness to grow in the Lord, to stay in the Lord, to mature in the Lord. And some of us heard of you, Lord, and we accepted you, and some of us even call you Lord. But not many of us will continue to grow in you. We're just so conceited. We so much want to be, in charge, that we won't stay properly connected to the branch. Because the branch is properly connected to the vine. And therefore, when we get disconnected, we stop growing. Lord, you call us to not just enter in, but for us to take upon your fullness, to grow in you so we can receive your full measure. Lord, teach us how to grow in spirit. Lord Jesus. Lord, teach us how to grow in insight, Lord Jesus. Teach us how to grow with a right heart, God. Lord, help us. Teach us to grow in your word, Lord Jesus, Father God. Teach us to grow in our behavior and how we treat others. God, teach us to grow, God, in love and peace and understanding. There's so much growing to do, God. You got a lot to work on because we came from this world, God, and we got the teaching of the world, Lord, but you can break every chain. You can teach us how to grow in passion and kindness and gentleness, God. You can teach us how to care for others when we more than we care for ourselves, God. Teach us, God, teach us so we can grow in you, Lord Jesus. Teach us how to endure, how to overcome, how to be transformed into the image of Christ Jesus. It's time to grow through God's word, Son, and Spirit. You can't get stuck. You can't transgress. You can't break off. You must continue to stay connected. You must continue to grow by his word, his Son, and his Spirit. Grow into the things of God. We must grow. We must continue to grow. You got your lifetime will end before you know all things of God. There's no moment where you could stop growing. You must grow until you are called home to God. Grow in your faith. Grow in your spirit. Grow in your kindness. Grow in your understanding of God and knowledge of God. And grow your faith to the maximum that it could be while you have this time on this earth. No matter if the times are good or bad, you and I must continue to grow. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.